Hi, this is Chris Wilson, and I'm speaking from downtown across from the fountain at the Port Townsend Film Festival. You usually hear me on Book Lovers Cafe, but this is a pretty special night for Port Townsend, and I found someone who's directed a film that's also written a book, so I feel really comfortable introducing you to Emily Linden, and she wrote and directed an incredible short called The Unslut Project, and put that word unslut in quotation marks, please, because this remarkable person has a story to tell, and she first started by writing it down in her diary. So let's talk to her now. Welcome, Emily. Thank you for coming in.
Of course. Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
So tell us a little bit about your story, your life, and what led you to becoming someone who's an activist for the Unslut Project.
Sure. I was sexually bullied when I was in middle school. I was labeled the school slut, and that seemed to be my whole identity for a few years. And it really did a number on my self-esteem. I thought that was all I was worth, and turned to self-harm and considered committing suicide until I was about 14. And a few years ago, so like 15 years after this had all gone down, mm-hmm. when I was in my late 20s, I started reading news stories about girls who had gone through something similar, but they had gone through with taking their own lives. And I just thought, I've got to do something. I went through this and my life is awesome. I really like the way it's turned out. I've been able to fulfill my career goals and I have a great husband. And I really wanted to get the message across that it gets better and that you can redefine yourself and not have to be whatever your classmates are telling you you are. So I started the Unslut Project by putting my diary entries from middle school up online as a blog. Mm-hmm. Now, as you mentioned, they're a book, Unslut, A Diary and a Memoir, where I've annotated them and added context from what I know now as an adult, looking back at that time. And I've turned them into a documentary as well. So the documentary is not just about my story, that frames it, but it's more about other women who have gone through this type of thing. The Unslut Project is not just about me. It's a collection of experiences of people of all genders, mostly girls and women, who've overcome slut shaming in some way. And
let's pause right sure. there at slut shaming, because that's a term that a lot of people of my generation are not familiar with.
Right.
So how would you describe slut shaming?
I define it as implying that a girl or a woman should feel guilty or inferior for her real or perceived sexual behavior. Mm-hmm. And the perceived part is important because right. it's not just
the shoes she wears, the right. clothes, how she fixes her hair and what makeup she wears.
Yeah. Or, I mean, in the worst case scenarios, when someone's been the victim of a sexual assault, people perceive that as somehow, you know, bringing it on yourself or you're true. To blame. So a lot of the stories in the film that we explore and the women who share them, that's the case. They were labeled a slut after the fact in order to somehow justify what had happened to them.
And so you, Emily, rather than hide this away the way most people have who have had something like this occur to them, you decided to go out there and help young women and facilitate conversations. And the reason that Emily's here in Port Townsend is that young women in our own community just saw this movie and said, yes, we want this as part of the film festival.
Oh, that's great to know. So, I didn't know that.
Yes, yes.
That makes me feel really
and
good.
So these were the we have a youth board of film reviewers, mm-hmm. and they insisted
that
they would boycott the film festival unless Emily's movie was part of it. So Emily's movie is, if you're looking for it, you should look for Let's Get Personal Shorts. Now, there's a reason she made it a very short movie, and I'll ask her about that in a minute. But it's going, they're going, this group of shorts, documentaries, are going to be aired on Saturday, 6 p.m. at the Cotton Building Theater, and that holds a lot of people. And then also Sunday at 9:30 a.m., go see it at the Rosebud Cinema. Now, Emily, are you going to be at either of those showings?
Yes, I'm going to do a Q&A after. I'm really excited.
Right. So you can also meet Emily, which I think is really an important thing to do, and find out about her work and how maybe someone here could be part of it. Now, why did you make this movie so short? Because there's a lot of stories to tell.
It's true. It's just 40 minutes, and it's because I wanted teachers to be able to screen it in classrooms. Our distribution is educational, so mostly I screen it at universities and high schools, and then we'll have a workshop or a lecture afterward to help process all of the information. And here, it's going to be great to have a conversation following the film. That's my favorite part. I love coming to screenings of it and being able to process it with the audience after and hear stories of people who can relate to some of the topics that come up.
So after you're finished with Port Townsend, are you going to go? Do you have other events and other places you're going to be going with this movie?
Yeah, the next place I'll be in Chagrin Falls in Ohio for the Documentary Film Festival in just a couple weeks.
All right. It's been wonderful talking to you, Emily. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
And I hope that you all take advantage of this movie or find Emily's work online at the Unslut Project.
Thanks a lot.